talk a bit about that?
Sure. So the network of the National Hockey League usually is people that you have a familiarity with, a personal relationship with. And I think in a lot of ways that it's because of the stress and the pressure that coaching staffs are under. You know, you want to know that guy in the foxhole with you. But expertise is first, right? There's some talent to this game, and you have to research and find the best talent that you can. So in that network of head guys, and really talking about a lot of Stanley Cup guys, when I asked who's your best, who's out there, Jamie's name kept coming up, and I hadn't met him. So we made a point of meeting him. We had, you know, the initial meeting was 3 hours that, you know, after 10 minutes, it's just two guys talking hockey like kids in the candy store. So there was a real connection there. I think, as you've seen, he's very direct, very clear. That's his coaching style, looking for that kind of man. And you do enough research. When you get the same reports over and over about the kind of person, which is a critical part to a coaching staff hired, the expertise is there. I got very, very comfortable early on and was exceptionally pleased when he was excited to come to Winnipeg.
You thought at all as to how it will work with him, kind of the dynamic of your staff?
Yeah, the first piece to this is all the men, and we've met as both staffs, not Winnipeg Jet staff. It's the True North coaching staff for 3 days, because we've added Eric Dubois on the American League staff. Right now, we're taking every system apart, and we're sharing experiences, ideas on all parts of the game, and that'll continue. And we'll come back to work early this year, in part because of my responsibilities at the World Cup. But we'll get back and then start to define how we're going to divide the work up. Right now, it's all coaches in on all ideas. And as we get to know each other, certainly there are men in the room all have an area that they've covered at times over the course of their career. Almost all of these guys have run a power play, run a penalty kill, run an entire bench. Jamie's been a video coach and a strength coach. So an awful lot of experience that how we define and carve that video up toward the end will take place more in August.
What does it mean for him to bring that Stanley Cup experience, having been part of two different teams?
It's great, because so many of the great stories that, just for on a pure fun point, we're sitting in the coaching office drinking coffee. There's some good stories that come in with those, right? And you're coaching at that point some elite players. So those ideas, and he's seen those players as young players first. So he was around those teams, as you know, see the young players develop into Stanley Cup champions. Really good that somebody's been through that process.
What have you thought of camp so far?
Well, I like it every year. I mean, I stand up and the first day you're trying to get all the names and faces attached, and then by the day three, and we'll watch here tonight, there's guys that get circled a little bit. A good development camp doesn't put you on the Winnipeg Jets or the Manitoba Moose, but you can't help yourself as a coach. You've started to slot guys in 5 years down the road. So Jimmy Roy and Mike Keane just do a fantastic job scheduling this week. It's detailed. It is a great experience for the young players. And I think maybe best when we bring them back to main camp, there's a little bit more comfort, a little less anxiety, so we see their best at our camp.
Any guy really impressed you?
Oh, sure. Yeah, you get the same answer you get on day 1 through 15 at training camp. I like them all. Unfortunately, we can't keep them all.
And what are you looking for tonight?
Well, you can run drills and you can run practice, and it's July, so you've got guys that have spent most of the time in the gym. But I'm looking for each one of these players to show us, the Winnipeg Jets, what they're good at. I want to see their strength here. And I understand they won't be at their A game, but if they're a skater, I want to see them skate. If they're a playmaker, I want to try to make plays, not be worried about making mistakes. There's no cost here. I want to see what they're good at.
What were your initial thoughts on free agency for your group, Paul?
Well, my initial thoughts on free agency were a month and a half ago. I knew how active we would be. The ice time that we have allotted to some of our young players, some of the opportunity, we didn't want to take that away. Added some depth and created real competition now in that 3.5 to 4 line and down. And that is going to put some players that were on our team at the end of the year in a real competitive environment for camp. So it's going to be a real challenge, and we're looking forward to putting those players under that kind of pressure and see, for some of these young guys, we're looking for some growth here in camp.
It's about 10 days since the draft, and apart from your exposure to Patrick Laine on the first day when he was selected, have you had any interaction with him, and what might you have learned about him in this first period of getting to know him?
Talked to him at the draft, spent some time with him here at development camp. The first sentence you get from him is he really is happy to be here. He's so excited. I mean, I think he's bought everything that the Winnipeg Jets sell in every store from the draft to Winnipeg. He's got a little piece of every airport that had a Jet paraphernalia. He got something in there. And then, you know, a lot of the conversation always relates back to his parents and his family and how connected they are and how excited they are about it. Just seems like a real solid, excited young man. Got a big smile on his face. We want to see that when he's going out on the ice. So it was a real, real pleasant first meeting.
It's a long way until September. Have you thought about which one of your right D you want to play on the left side, or is that something you think you might do again next year?
Well, we've thought about it. We're leaving the door open for some experimentation, but we've got some time into Jake Trouba doing it now, so that's the starting point.